so
paper
woke.
Sack. I'm trying to tell you that way.
And on your table to season your food, you would always have your
salt and pepper.
Yes.
Seasoning.
Yes. And say there's a bowl of maybe peaches and apples there, and somebody offers you a peach, and you might say, "No, I don't want a peach, but give me."
But I'll take an apple or other things that you had there.
Yes, sir. And let's see, the opposite of a man who is rich would be a man who's
poor.
You mentioned orchard yesterday, grove, talking about orange trees. If you had, say, pecan trees, would you call that a grove too? Would you?
Oh, I imagine it would. We call all our stuff down here grove, but they don't raise pecans down here, except in just one or two trees in the yard. But up around Monticello and up that way, I guess they grow them commercially up there. I don't know what they call that.
You were talking about those orange groves, and I'm curious about this. When you talk about somebody having a large orange grove, how many acres maybe would he have, or how much would that be?
Well, if he had a large orange grove, I guess he'd figure about 40 acres up. And a lot of people, you know, now has got thousands of acres. Some of these companies like Minute Maid now, they've come down. They've got thousands of acres.
I think I saw a Minute Maid thing. It was even Leesburg or Lake Coyle.
Yeah. They got a record concentrate plant.
Say you had about 40 acres, how many oranges would you that produce maybe in a year? Would it?
Well, you'd get about 350 boxes of 100 pounds, a box of 100 pounds, you'd get about 350 to the acre if it was in good shape.
That's a lot of oranges.
Yeah, it's a lot of oranges. We had a lot of oranges before this freeze, I tell you.
Yeah, I guess so. And you say it really didn't hurt you too bad. I was amazed.
No, we wasn't hurt over about 5%, I guess.
That's
and we picked a lot of fruit, and I'm still picking fruit. I keep juice in my icebox. I drink a glass of juice every morning, and we still got oranges.
Is a big season in the spring?
Well, it starts about end of September and lasts so today, July 1st. It's a different varieties of fruit, you know. We have early fruit and mid-season fruit, and the Valencia's and late fruit.
I was not really aware that. I think, surprisingly enough, you're the first person I've talked to who's owned an orange grove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad started us in the grove business about 1895, and we've had groves ever since.
Yeah,
been in the family ever since.
It grows in before you were born.
Yeah.
We talk about fruits and everything like that. They were growing things like cherries or peaches down here.
Well, peaches up around Ocala, I guess they're growing them commercially now, but we just got, I got some trees in my yard. It did pretty good this year. We got quite a few peaches, and I've got some grapes over there growing, and all kind of fruit. We grow almost anything.
Cherries grow
down here? No cherries.
You're talking about peaches, what do they usually call the inside part of the peach there?
Well, call it a pit.
Is there anything inside that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's a little kernel inside of that part. Yeah.
That reminds me, I heard on TV, you know, that latril stuff?
Yeah, latril. Made out of
apricot
pits, yeah.
I guess if you own apricot trees.
No, we haven't got any apricots.
What about the cherry? What about the inside part of the cherry?
Pit. That's a pit.
We're talking about those